Now, the first good cause I'm featuring is the St Charles's Borromeo School in Weybridge Parent Teachers Association. And to find out more about them, I'm joined on the phone by Karen Harty. So, good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Now, let me start off by asking you, what is your role on the Parent Teachers Association?
I'm the chair.
And how long have you been involved in that particular role?
Since September only, yeah.
Oh, so it's new to you, is it?
It is, yes. In fact, the whole PTA thing is new to me.
So. Right, so you're...
Sitting in the deep end.
So you were in the wrong place at the right time where they suddenly decided to have you on the committee.
It depends which way you look at it, I suppose.
So in terms of the committee, obviously you're not there on your own. How many other assist you?
No, not at all. I've got two fantastic chairs. I've got Jane Hurd... vice chairs, should I say. I've got Jane Hurd and Trudy Moody. Who do a lot of the running around for me, which is fantastic. I'm a full-time working mum, so I don't get to be at the school very often. So they do all that for me, which I couldn't do the job without them. So and then we've got treasurer Suzanne Gaines and the secretary Liz Lambert. So it's a very, very strong team I've got behind me, which I'm lucky for.
That's most important. Now, the school itself, how big is the school?
There's 250 pupils, so it's a one-form entry school. It's very small, but it's lovely, and they make a very good use of the space, and they do punch above their weight. They're very, very good.
So let's remind the listeners the age range of the pupils?
They're primary level, so they go from reception right up to year six. Mm. So 4-year-olds right up to nearly 11, I think.
Now, I actually live in Weybridge. I've lived in Weybridge for a little bit of time, but I don't know where the school is. So let's just clarify that for me, please, Karen.
It's actually at the back of the doctor's surgery, so it's on Portmore Park Road, or just off Portmore Park Road, just next to... It's actually attached to the Catholic Church.
Oh, right, OK. Now, obviously, funding at a school is very important. So at the Parent Teachers Association, how do you get involved in fundraising?
Oh, goodness. Well, there's a lot going on. I actually had the good fortune to join at the end of their 25th Jubilee year last year. So we had a Jubilee ball, which I was lucky to be able to attend, but didn't have to get involved in organising. So that was a good start to my year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done the Christmas market, the handcrafted Christmas market is a lovely event that we have in early December with a lovely Santa's grotto. And this year we had Narnia as the theme, so the children were walking through a cupboard with fur coats hanging, or obviously faux fur coats hanging up, and entered into a land of Narnia to find Santa Claus, so that was fantastic.
Mm.
We've had a raffle, which was open to everybody. Coming up, we've got a couple of Easter events. We've got a bonnet competition for the kids. We are linking in, so I'm going to go on a bit now.
Yes, carry on.
We're linking in, actually, with the local community. The Weybridge Vandals, I think, are looking to run a beer festival towards the end of April, so we're hoping to be able to help them publicise that and sell tickets. We had a quiz night for parents and teachers at the end of January. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and next week there's a disco for the school children, so we try not to leave them out.
Okay. So, obviously, all the fundraising takes place, and how are the funds then used for the children?
So, we've moved, actually, in this year from nice, I guess what we might call nice-to-haves to actual contributing to the day-to-day running. We've got a target this year of £17,500 to try and raise, which we hope will fund the IT department for the year.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some changes in the way schools are funded.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's aware. And that means that that the money doesn't go as far as it used to in terms of actually just keeping the school running.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to help with that this year.
And the contribution you're going to receive from the local family directory, is that going to go towards that fund review?
Oh, it absolutely will, yes. Yeah. It absolutely will. And I want to take the opportunity now, actually, to thank Debbie and the local family directory for giving all of us, really, the chance to raise some funds in this manner. It's absolutely wonderful.
It's amazing the number of charities that have actually come forward. So to be chosen as one of the lucky three is...
Very lucky.
Now, if people want to find out more information about the Parent Teacher Association, I guess there's a website?
There is a website. We've actually got a link to the school website on the local family directory, the Good Causes page.
Right.
But we're also on Facebook. We have a St. Charles PTA Facebook page.
Right.
So all our upcoming events will be on that. So people just go into Facebook, and I'm not very technologically
okay.
minded.
Well, I'll help you here. I'll hold your hand, Karen, because I had a bit of trouble finding you, but I got you there in the end. And you need to look for St. Charles's Weybridge PTA. St. Charles's Weybridge PTA, and then up it comes St. Charles's Borromeo School PTA.
That's so, new this year, and I'm not very technology minded.
That's why you're raising money for the IT department.
Exactly.
The kids will be teaching you next before you know it, Karen.
They will.
Anyway, thanks for joining on the show.